The prophet said, well, he been up here 20 minutes. And he, yeah. Thank you, Brother Harper. Yeah. But there's a word from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a word from the Lord in the book of Luke.
Come on, Homer.
Chapter is 6. Read in your hearing. And Luke chapter 6. And I wait for you at verses number 46.
Come on, preacher. Yes, sir.
If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Look what the Lord says. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? Underline that with you, or highlight if you can. As for everyone who comes to me and hears my word and put them into practice, he said, I will show you what they are like. Mm-hmm. Look what the Lord says. He said, they are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock.
Yes, sir.
But look what he says. When the flood came and the torment struck that house. But it could not shake it.
Couldn't shake it.
Hello, somebody.
That's all right, brother.
Couldn't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was well built. But the one who hears my word and do not put them into practice is like a man who builds a house on the ground. Without a foundation.
Lord have mercy. Good point.
The moment the torment struck
that house,
it collapsed.
Yes, Lord.
And its destruction was complete. Doing what the Lord says.
Good point, Brother Davis.
Doing what the Lord says. You know, when I look at someone being interviewed and they have to gather their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And when they want to gather their thoughts, they say, well, that's a good question.
Good point.
So they gather and trying to make sure they say the right thing before they say it. So doing what the Lord says, that should be a good question for
Amen.
You.
Amen. So true.
And that's a statement that if someone was quoted that statement to your child today, I would be willing to say that you have made that statement to them years before they left home.
Amen.
Before they were under your roof. I would be willing to say that you would not tell them anything that could hurt them, but help them. Am I right about it?
Amen.
So doing this, I'm telling you now, doing what the Lord says will help you and not hurt you.
Amen.
The Lord gives us a practical example in our text of the wise and foolish builder.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm here to tell you, if we do what the Lord says, we're just like a wise man.
Amen. So true.
That build his house on a solid foundation. Let me say that again, because I'm here to tell you, you know, in our society today, most of us know, Brother Sherman, when when the houses were used to be built, they was on pier and beam.
Amen.
But now they lay a foundation of concrete before they even get started to build a house. Now, true enough, a thunderstorm, a tornado can come and demolish the house. But you ever notice that foundation is still there?
Come on, homie. Make your point, brother.
Y'all, you follow
me?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
It's hard for you to mess with that foundation.
Amen.
And God and the Lord is saying, all you have to do is what I say. And most of us, I am included.
Amen.
Talk to our children before, because when they was under our roof, we told them, say, all you got to do is do what I tell you.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We said.
And you're not gonna get in trouble.
Amen.
But God gives us an example of this. Get from the Proverbs chapter 1. Just like us talking to our children. Verses number 8, a father talk to his son.
Yes, sir. Talk to his
before son. All you got to do is do what I tell you.
It'll work out.
See, you're not, I would be willing if I asked Brother Sherman if he talked to his son or daughter and said, all you got to do what I tell you, and I'm not going to, it's not going to hurt you, it's going to benefit you.
Come on, preacher, make it point.
God tells us what we need to do, how we need to do it. It is not going to hurt us.
At all.
But benefit us.
Amen.
Look at the proverb writer says. Look what verse number 8, Brother Hop, what it says.
My son.
Yes, sir. Look, there's a father talking to him. Look what he says. I like
yes,
this.
Yes, sir. Good instructions. Hear the instructions of thy father.
Look what he said.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look what he said. He said, son, I want you to hear what I'm saying, but I also want you to take example, follow the instructions of your mother as well.
Amen.
Because mother, hello somebody. Yes, they love their boys. Am I right about that?
All the time.
Yeah, I can tell you that. Because them two boys of mine took my place. when they came along, am I right? I got a little jealous. I was there first.
Amen.
I had to come. I had to come to an understanding that she carried them.
Yes, sir.
Amen, like the wall. But look what he said.
Yes, sir.
Read.
For they shall be an ornament of the grace of thy hand.
Yeah, because he said the mother, listen to your mother, because they can benefit you.
Yes, sir.
But look what he said. Look what's happening in Proverbs chapter 1. What did it say, Brother Hopper?
And chains about their neck.
Yes, sir. Read.
My son. If sinners entice thee.
Yeah, what? In other words, just like we told our children.
Amen.
Watch the company that you keep.
Yes, sir.
Hold that there. Don't move, but this can benefit those that are in the Lord's church as well. I'm going to do what the Lord say.
Yes, sir.
Because I want us to understand here. Even in the Lord's church,
come on now.
You need to watch the company that you keep, because it can be beneficial to you
as
well. Get around someone that means well to you. Because sometimes, members of the body of Christ can stir.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir. Come on, homie. It happened, brother.
Watch the company that you keep. He said, he telling his son, look what he says as well.
Consent thou not.
Yes, sir. Read.
Consent. If they say,
yes, sir.
Come with us.
Yeah.
Let us lay wait for blood.
Yeah. Read.
Let us lord properly for the innocence without care.
Look for hope. Hold there. Now drop down to number 15. Hold it. Hope number 15.
my son.
Wait. Because I'm here to say, let me tell you what has happened. In this particular chapter, it's telling someone, the man that's trying to entice him,
yes,
is saying, we're going to lay in wait, we're going to do some damage to somebody.
Yes, sir.
We even going to kill them.
I want to.
See, what the company did to keep? Not only are we going to kill them, but we're going to take the plunder and put it in our house.
Amen. Lord have mercy. That's the book.
Do what the Lord, that's what I'm talking about, do what the Lord said. And I want to make a point here. If we do what our parents told them, we would, hello somebody.
My father down the road. Yes, sir.
Mm. Say we're going to wait and we're going to kill them. See, because all the company keep, now get verse 15. What's number 15 say?
My son.
Yes, sir. Listen, it's the father talking to the son.
Walk not thou in the way with them.
Yeah! Don't walk the company that you keep.
Amen.
Don't hang around with them.
Yes, sir.
All right, doing what the Lord says. Mm-hmm. Read.
Refrain thy feet from thy path.
Yeah, don't let your feet walk in their steps.
Amen.
So what you're saying, preacher, I'm telling you this morning, if we do what the Lord said, it can keep us out of trouble.
Make your point,
brother. Am I right about it?
Come on,
it can keep us from going somewhere we don't want to go. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
So I want us to know he gives us a good example. He said the wise builder is his seat on something solid. Mm-hmm. The foolish. And he said, the foolish, what did it says? The foolish of them does not have a solid foundation.
You said something, bro.
You don't have, what I want to understand here, you don't have to have a degree in engineering to understand this. So what our text is saying, that if we do what the Lord says, we are a wise builder. What he's saying, you have to, you have a foundation to stand on. And you will be able to stand against the storm that will come. Uh-huh. Let me say that again.
It's going to come.
Yeah, but thank you, brother. You will be able to stand. Now,
yes,
now
sir.
I'm not telling you they won't come. Because they come at them right about.
Come on,
some of us are probably wondering why brother or sister so-and-so able to do what they do. Because they got a solid foundation, they build their house on a solid foundation. They did what the Bible, what the Lord
yes,
said.
Sir.
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say?
Man.
In other words, if you want to be able to weather the storm,
yes,
now here, do what the Lord says.
Yes, sir. Good preaching, brother.
Because they build it on a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and get our text. This tells me, this is what this tells me. Those that know the Lord, they know that he has authority.
Amen.
Because there are people that are not, what he really talking about, us, members of the body of Christ, and those are not members of the body of Christ as well. Because there's some people outside the body of Christ that call, they know who God is.
Amen. You said
and they so respect God.
Yes, sir.
Am I right about it? They know he has authority, and authority means that he has the power or right to control, judge, action of others. In other words, when we call him Lord, we respect him.
Amen.
Yet, we are not willing to do what he says. Mm. We understand that he had given us a choice to obey or not.
You said something, homie.
We understand that he's not going to force
not at all.
Us, force you to obey. Maybe this might be the reason we don't do what the Lord says.
Mm.
Because he doesn't force us. We talked about this morning about the person that was caught working on the Sabbath day. Hmm. And what did they do? Stoned him.
Lord have mercy.
Now it got somebody's attention when,
yes,
when they did that. Am I right about it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Lord need to need to bring that back. Am I right about it? But I know that we are under grace and truth.
A lot of dead people.
And, yeah, we all would be dead, am I right about it?
Amen.
But since God has given us grace and truth, but let me tell you that grace is going to run out one of these days.
It is, brother.
Am I right about it?
It is,
And we, if, when it run out, we're going to have to pay the piper, am I right about
Amen,
it?
Amen, brother.
So what I'm saying is, why don't we do what the Lord says? Need to understand.
Lord have mercy.
That we need to understand that we need to build on something solid.
Amen.
A solid foundation. Let me give you something solid where we can understand it. Because if we understand what the Lord said, we'll understand that there's salvation.
Mm.
If we do what the Lord said. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verses number 12, for there is no other name by which we must.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There is salvation in no other name whereby we must be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And that name is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we don't do what the Lord said, we won't attain this salvation.
Amen. Say it some, homie.
God has given us the book that we
yes, sir.
Need. I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, but Brother Harper, give me a word, because we just want to part there for a few moments. Because if we do what the Lord said, we got the instruction that we
yes,
need.
Yes, we do, brother.
All we have to do is go to the instruction. Everything, the Bible tells us that God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And all we got to do is go there.
Yes, sir.
And then God inspired men
yes,
to
indeed.
Write the word of God.
Amen.
And he's there and he's given us this. And so if we do what we say, I'm not saying we're going to have any problem, but I'm here to teach you we'll be able to deal with them. Right?
Yeah.
The Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16. To where it says, for all.
Oh.
Not just a few.
Oh.
Everybody said, this book Amen. That we call the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
This book that we call God's messages. And in this book is everything that we need if we want to build on something solid.
We want.
Am I right about it? And I want to know that something solid, it's hard to kick against it. Am I right about it?
Amen.
What does 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16 says?
All scripture.
All, not just few.
All.
Everything, even from the Old Testament to the New. In Romans chapter 15, verses number 4, what was written before time.
Written for our learning.
Am I right about it? The Bible tells in the book of Hebrews that Jesus came to fulfill the law.
Lord have mercy.
Not to eliminate it, he fulfilled it.
Fulfilled.
Yep, so the old law is just as important as the new, am I right about it?
Amen.
Even in Bible class this morning, we're talking about that Jesus came to let him know that the law was there for a purpose.
A purpose.
In the book of Galatians said it was a schoolmaster to
yes,
lead us.
Lord have mercy.
But the Bible said, all scripture are
given.
I'm still talking about doing what the Lord said. What were they given for, Brother Hopper?
By the inspiration of God.
By who?
The inspiration of God.
Inspired. My version said it was inspired.
So in
the words, five men to write the word. And one verse said, God breathed.
Yes, sir. That's what it says.
By the inspiration, all we got to remember, I told you, all we got to do, the Father tells the Son, do what I tell you, it's going to keep you out of trouble.
Good point, homie.
So God is telling you, if you want to stay out of trouble, do what I say. Mm-hmm. Look what it says. But given by the inspiration of God. Mm-hmm. What else it says?
And it is profitable for doctors.
Wait. Mm-hmm. It is profitable. Mm-hmm. It will benefit you.
Sir.
It won't hurt you. It might hurt you because you know what. It lets you see you where you are.
Amen.
It lets you see that your relationship was not where it should be. Mm-hmm. But it's for profitable. What else is for?
For reproof.
Reproof. To let you know you are not where you should be.
Lord have mercy.
What is it for?
For correction.
For when I am wrong, if you want to be made right, go to the Word of God.
You said something, brother.
What else it say, Brother Holland?
For instruction in righteousness.
Instructed with the right thing to do. Mm. Do what the Lord?
Yes, sir.
What say? What else, Brother Holland?
That the man of God may be perfect.
Yes, not only. Wait. He's talking to Timothy.
Yes, sir.
But this can fit female as well. Mm-hmm.
You said something, brother.
For those that are, they talk to him, because Timothy is the preacher here.
Amen.
And yet they can be applied to females as well to understand they need to be right with God as well.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So true.
Doing what the Lord says. Mm-hmm. Let me go back. Thank you, Brother Harper.
It's all right, brother.
Let me go back to this. He says, Even Matthew chapter 28 and 20 tells us, if we do what the Lord said, look what he says, I'll be with you to the end. Y'all catch that? He's not gonna leave you.
Amen.
Then 1 Peter chapter 5, verses number 7 says, cast all your cares on him. For he cares
for you.
Amen. Because we doing what the, I'm here to tell you, because you're doing what the Lord says. So what you're saying, preacher? I'm saying that the proverb writer said in Proverb 1, listen, my son. Listen to what the Lord says. Mm-hmm. He said, for everyone who puts everyone comes to me and hears my word. Mm. Yeah, make sure we underline this. If we do what the Lord says.
Yes.
As for everyone who comes to me and hears my word and put them into what? Practice.
Practice.
He said, I will show you what they are like.
Amen.
They are like a man that built a house who dug down deep and laid a foundation on rock. When the flood came, let me tell you, they coming. If they ain't at your house, I'm here to tell you, just hold on, they coming. When the flood came,
yes, sir,
and the torrent struck the house, but should not shake it because it was very, it was well built. Let me, what you're saying, preacher. I'm telling you this morning. If we only just do what the Lord said, it'll keep us out of trouble.
You said something, homie.
If we only do what the Lord said, we won't have to suffer some of the things we do suffer.
Amen.
Now I'm telling you, you're going to suffer as a child of God.
Yes, we will.
But you'll be able to stand against those. The flood that's coming. Come here to tell you one. You see that there have been some brothers and sisters in your life or some people in your life, and you say, how in the world are they able to do what they do?
Lord have mercy.
If it'd been me, I'd be pulling my hair out. I'm suffering. Crying. Every time I look around, I'm crying.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm crying. You know why? They try to do what the Lord said. Mm-hmm. They help.
It's good preaching, though.
Something. And you were solid. That's Christ Jesus. That's it. Because I know they know that they're putting their faith in not in themselves. They not in man. Mm-mm. But putting faith in the Lord.
It's good preaching, bro.
As I said, continue to say, the Lord knows better than what we ever know.
Lord have mercy.
God sees yes, that he does. Corner 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Sometimes we don't know what we don't have to deal with, but God knows.
Amen.
And that's what I'm saying. If you do what the Lord said, you can build your house. You be like a wise builder.
Mm-hmm.
Better on a rock. Mm-hmm. So when it comes, it'll stay, and you'll be standing. You'll still be standing.
Lord have mercy.
For the flood of life has come, you're still standing. Because I believe, pass all your cares on me. For he cares for
you. All you.
All right. I'll be with you.
Book, brother.
Even to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the end. So listen, I'm here to listen. Just do what you, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? Most of us respect the Lord, no. And no, most of us understand who God is, but He has the power to control our actions for Him.
Amen.
So this morning, if you're not a member of the Lord Church, I ask you to do what the Lord says.
It's all right, homie.
You come by hearing, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son.
It's good preaching, brother.
And then believing that He is, repent that, repent of your past sin, confess Him before men, and be baptized for the remission of your sin.
Amen.
Yeah, be baptized for remission of sin. God will add you to the Lord's church. Not me. I don't have it.
Not at all.
I don't have a church.
Talk, preacher.
I'm just here. I'm just trying to save myself.
It's good preaching, homie.
And if you're a child of God, straight away, God says that. All you got to do what he said.
We do.
Confess your fault one to another. Let us be standing.
Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long?